This is Jerry Blumberg.
I see you. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, for she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Genesis 16:13. I'm not much of a dog person, but we rescued Rusty 6 months ago, and he has managed to wiggle his way into my heart. He's a happy dog and likes nothing better than to lick whatever portion of skin he can find. This is not my favorite quality of his. But he will also jump up on my knee when I'm sitting at my desk or on the couch and look right into my eyes, tongue hanging out and tail wagging. I see you, is my standard response. I'm not even sure that is what he wants to hear, but it is enough to send him happily away to find a toy. Don't we all want to be noticed, to be seen and accepted for who we are, and given a little encouragement for the day? Hagar got the raw end of the deal after she obeyed her mistress, and then was despised by this same woman. Eventually, pregnant and alone, she fled in the desert to escape unbearable circumstances. She had no place to go, no food or water, only misery and the unknown. But the Lord saw her in her desperation and gave her instructions for the next step in her journey. It was what she needed most, someone to understand and offer hope. We never know what a kind word, email, text, note, or even a smile will mean to the person who is having a very bad day. That bit of love and hope may change the outcome completely, just like Hagar. We can also count on God to speak to us through His Word and the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Don't forget, He sees you.
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.